Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim Jim and Nobby.
So if you love Murder on the Orient Express in 2017, this is the sequel. It's finally here. Death on the Nile, Gal Gadot, Emmy McKay, Russell Brand and Annette Bening. They're all starring in it.
Sound very exotic this morning.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot.
I looked it up. That's how you pronounce it. Gal Gadot.
I know. It's good to finally know.
So been saying it wrong all these years, so sorry, Gal. And here is the trailer.
You must meet Hercule Poirot.
My congratulations, madame.
Merci.
He's only the greatest detective alive.
I suspect you invited me for reasons other than the fun. Someone is dead. The crime is murder.
Never again is what
the murderer is one of you. Were you aware of any grudges?
Madame is used to getting what she wants.
Never again is what she
I don't feel safe here. I don't feel safe with any of them.
Ooh.
Gadot.
So if you're a famous footballer or a pair of famous footballers and you go out on a night out that you're not meant to be on and the social media involved, you get snared rapper. And Pep Guardiola's gone mad. That's why Jack Grealish and Phil Foden weren't training.
Oh,
they were unfit to train properly.
So kicked to the curb, were they?
What do you do in that situation when you know there's a photograph out there? Do you go to the gaffer first and say, you know, plead for forgiveness, or do you wait till he comes up to you?
He goes straight to him and say, "Look, yeah,
there's going to be a problem. Sorry, boss.
Yeah, that's embarrassing."
I don't think you'd like Pep when he's angry. I don't think any of us
would. I nearly fell off my stool yesterday, Nobby. I was looking at Roy Keane being interviewed.
Yeah.
And he said he had a soft spot for Spurs. Now, anyone who knows Roy Keane, you know, he's always slagging Spurs. Like, he's always making jokes that were rubbish. And he said, "No, I supported them when I was a young boy. And I know I say slagged them off on the TV, but that's just an act."
Where was he saying this?
In an interview.
It's just an act, Roy.
He loves Spurs.
Yeah.
Deep down. Yeah.
Our pal Nicola Coughlan has been added to the 12 best women of the year by the British version of Vogue. The British and Star cool. is now amongst good company. Lady Gaga, Zendaya, Angelina, Gemma Chan, Zoe Kravitz. And little old Ireland is on the map, thanks to Nicola.
I know somebody who watched Bridgerton recently. They started off going, "I'm not too sure." Then they went, "Geez, that guy's gorgeous." And then they watched the whole thing and said, it's very good.
Right. Well, why not?
But the general takeaway was, "Jesus, that guy's gorgeous."
And if anyone does have a sore head this morning, Ed Sheeran has shared an a cappella version of Afterglow.
Waiting on a miracle, trying to find ourselves in the so alone in love, like the world had disappeared. Oh, I won't be silent and I won't let go. I will hold.
Feels like I'm at midnight mass, which is allowed.
You're allowed, yeah.
You can do that. That's grand.
So it's because he's celebrating a year. That was a year ago that was released, believe it or not.
It's mad how quick that's gone around, isn't it?
He's doing anniversaries now.
It's 2 anniversaries now. Good on, Ed. All right, that is Dish Alert for now. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:56. We're here. We're with you. If you're still in work, you can give us a shout. We'll give you a mention. Whatever you need from us, we're here. Welcome to, what day is it? Wednesday.
Yes, it's kind of like that this week. You're not too sure what day any day is.
That's okay. Don't have the fear. It's normal. You can also tell it's a bit of a weird week because front page news this morning is that Mary Lou McDonald has taken up boxing. Front page.
Well, she's used to sparring with the leaders anyway.
Mm-hmm. And they've made her boxing gloves green. Of course they would.
So this is a fitness thing. Apparently one of the best things you can do.
Yeah. She said she's fighting fit and is into it. She's pounding the boxing pads and the pavements as she prepares to lead her party into a knockout blow to become the first woman Taoiseach. That's her plan. And the boxing's going to help.
I noticed that she has... She looked like she's got fitter, all right, yeah.
Well, now you know the reasons why. Speaking of reasons why... There's again, it's like this. There's very little news this week. It's always a kind of a weird one. The Sun have got a full page on things we do at Christmas and why we do them. Did you know that presents under the tree is quite a late tradition? It didn't become popular until the 1840s, and trees back then sat on tables, so it wasn't an under the tree on the floor thing at all.
Okay, right.
We eat Christmas turkey on Christmas Day because of America. William Strickland was the gentleman's name. The first turkey was used for Christmas in 1526.
Yeah, don't bother with turkey anymore.
Why do we have lights? That's down to the Victorians. They decorate their trees with candles. Bit safer though using LEDs these days, in fairness.
Fair play to the Victorians. It's one of my favourite things is the lights.
The French gave us the crackers. Bonbons. Inspired by them. And then some dude called Tom Smith wrapped up sweets and toys and included a riddle. That's where the jokes came from. That's 1861.
Have you any unusual Christmas traditions in your house, Nobby?
Unusual ones? I can't
What
say.
Time do you have your dinner at?
I've never made Christmas dinner, so it's never up to me. I'll have it whatever.
No,
I
know. What time do you eat it? Because I saw that meme going around, people saying, you know, people told to have their dinner a bit earlier.
Like the 1 o'clock weirdos.
Well, this, apparently, the meme said it was like Colchis. Colchis have their dinner very early. Now, I'm trying, what is the average for having your Christmas dinner? Some people have it in the evening.
Yeah. Some people probably do have it at 1 o'clock.
I was always afternoon, sort of around sort of 4 or 5 o'clock. That's kind of my time.
Would you not be asleep? Well, yeah, that time is fine, but I just wonder if you had it like really early lunchtime, would you not be asleep by 2:30, wrecked? I don't know.
Lunchtime is a bit early, isn't it? But some people do it like that early. And what time do you open your presents? Do you do it first thing?
Well, that's always the first thing, yeah. This you whole see, hanging back thing and, yeah, Maz who made you go to Mass, I'm sure they're still out there, but no.
I know of one family and they have their dinner in the evening and then they open the presents at around 8 o'clock at night. There's no way I could have hung on.
No, you'd be dying to know what's in the wrapper. Pantos were once actually for adults. They were for entertainment for adults. They date back to the ancient Romans. Nice one, Rome. And Christmas cards. They didn't start till 1843. I don't know if anybody does anymore. Maz again, Maz.
Well, I generally haven't, but I'm doing that this year because the kids have made their own Christmas cards, so I have to post them to someone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. And yes, the wise men didn't arrive till well into January. Yes, that's true too. What else is going on today? Odie Mabuse has joined the Dancing on Ice judging panel. Says she can't wait to join the family at ITV.
So is that
was she on the
Dancing
other show?
On Ice? Okay, right. Yeah, she no. So her sister's on the Strictly.
Oh,
and she's famous for Strictly herself.
Okay.
So now she's... I knew she was doing some kind of flipping because she was appearing everywhere. She was on BBC, ITV, Channel 4, everywhere. She was seeing what was out there. So she got a gig in ITV, so... And there's a Mabuse on the judging panel on two different shows.
Everywhere, yeah. They've upgraded age ratings for some of the biggest films from the past 50 years to reflect modern sensitivity to drugs, sex and violence. The Board of Film Classification has said they've reclassified movies such as Jaws, Raid of the Lost Ark and Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, to keep step with the direction in which society is moving. The Empire Strikes Back is also being raised from U to PG. So there's a slight difference.
Yeah, most of the Star Wars are 12, the 12s.
All the new
except
ones,
for the
yeah.
early ones.
Same yeah. same with the
new ones are all 12s, yeah.
The new Spider-Mans, they're all generally 12, 15s. The website points to a lightsaber duel in which Darth Vader chops off Luke Skywalker's hand, as well as threatening scenes including those in which a man is kidnapped by a snow creature and a sequence in which a man is forced into a small chamber and encased in carbonate. That scene...
Han Solo, yeah?
Yeah, there's also... I don't remember this part of Ghostbusters. I can't bring it up now for many, many obvious legal reasons.
Oh, yeah, the Dan Aykroyd, yeah. And he has an... yeah.
They have an incident with a ghost, is it?
They don't even... They didn't... It was during a musical sequence, right? And it's always very awkward if you ever your parents were around and that came on. That right.
Well, it's
everyone will know what I'm talking about if you've seen Ghostbusters 100 times. Like, there's a bit in during a musical sequence where Dan Aykroyd, a weird thing happens to him because it's a Ghostbusters story, mm-hmm. and it's very weird. And they like without that they wouldn't have had to have any age rating change. It doesn't do anything. Like, it's a little joke.
It's gone from PG to 12.
Yeah, because of that.
Jaws is going to 12. A little bit scary. Raiders of the Lost Ark, which has gone from A to a PG, whatever that is. I don't know what A is in the UK. And The Fellowship of the Ring, because of regular scenes of fantasy battle involving stabbing, slashing and arrow impacts. So that's also gone to 12s.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings is scary. It really is.
Yeah. Read the book. You're better off.
You have a look at it. It's like, whoa. It's like those orcs. Man alive.
So that's,
they do it well.
That's what's changing. But yeah, good heads up there if Ghostbusters does come on this Christmas and your parents are in the room. Right. It's 7:17 on F104. Let's get a Christmas song on. It's F104 with E17, Stay Another Day. Still sounds good. Was that In Love Actually?
Do you like that? No, this is very Love Actually type music. You know, there's a guy who does cover versions of songs in the style of different bands, and he's done that song in the style of the Arctic Monkeys, and it sounds great.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
We'd have that. I heard a rumour this morning that Podgy might be dropping in. Is that true?
Yeah, Podgy's going to do a couple of specials first. He's going to do a movie special later in the week. And today he's going to do sort of the Christmas specials. List them all.
So stuff that you don't need to go searching for. He's made it easier.
Yeah.
He'll be joining us.
So if you've got Christmas decorations up, somebody has, a fella called Eric, has decided to tell people what... your Christmas decorations say about you. He said, this is the only horoscope you'll need.
Are these outside the gaff decorations or inside the gaff?
Everything. So first of all, if you've got stockings with glitter and writing on them, he says, these are the gold standard of Christmas stockings. Your family made these at home, or you had them made some Christmas when you were 4 years old. They're not the nicest to look at, but you made them. And he said, they're okay. That's like Christmas values.
Oh, that's sentimental no stuff. Yeah, yeah. That should be allowed.
And then he said, then you get the stockings like these, and he's talking about the beige and white ones. He said, if you walk into someone's house and you see these, turn around and walk out. There's no love in that home.
No, that's red.
It's a cold. Yeah, it has to be red.
Beige stockings. He's talking
about there's white and kind of beige ones, and they're kind of fluffy. They're kind of, they would go with your kind of your decor of your house, you know.
Yeah,
no, it wouldn't be Christmas colours.
We've got more notiony over the years in Ireland. There's no doubt. Like, there's nothing. Everything matches now, and there's silver and gold on this tree, and you can't have this clashing with this colour. We've gone a bit mad like that.
He said, if you have a monochrome tree, people who get monochrome trees are psychos. He says. He says they're the sort of family that get 6 PlayStation 5s and a Range Rover for Christmas.
Nice. In a red bow.
Yeah, he's trying. He said all the kids in that house want a hug. Well, monochrome, again, are very cold.
I like the look of them. A tree that has everything on it that you just fold away. Is that possible? Lights, everything on it.
Yeah, they sell them now, yeah.
I'd love that. That would stop so many rows, so many domestics.
Yeah, but they look like something that should be in the lobby of a hotel. They suit the lobby of a hotel better than a house, you know.
Mm.
The Christmas tree is nice when it's personalised, you know.
It's that detangling. Anyway, let's not worry about it. It's not here for a while. Who else? A lot of people are getting in touch this morning just to say they're either on their last day or they're still going, whatever they're doing. So, we're not around. Still working, lads. What's the chances of a cuddle mug since it's Christmas? Morning to Jacinta. How are you? Morning, lads. Been awake since 4 a.m. doing the last Christmas bits. What's wrong with you? 4 a.m, Kira.
What is the last Christmas bits, Kira? Is that online shopping? Is that wrapping presents? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's cleaning and wrapping presents.
Wow.
Have you got visitors? Like, what's the need for that? Anyway, 4 a.m, okay.
How much have you got to do, Nobby?
Everything. Absolutely everything. But it's only the 22nd, so it'll be fine. I was in town yesterday. I could have got the things, but I'm not the person who carries bags around to a pub. That's just weird.
And how was the pub?
The pub was good. It was all over very soon. It's kind of weird seeing chairs up on tables at 10 to 8. It's really, really weird. But I think today is the first day that kind of what happened in the summer. You might see places doing takeaway bits and pieces in town. So
yes,
I think that'll be the vibe for the next couple of nights anyway, if you're bothered. But yeah, I don't know, town was weird. I'd say all the organised people were sorted from last weekend, so they're probably grand, you know. They're as smug as you know what.
Yeah.
Well, lads, working right through in the hospital, managing transporting and ambulances. So yeah, people just don't get to take a day off, we understand. Anyway, coming up, we will have stuff for you to win. We have your chance to get your hands on some last minute Sony headphones. We'll still be doing Instagram this morning. That's worth €1,000. And it's on the way. 7:26.
So you're a Harry Potter fan. You're looking forward to New Year's Day because that is when Sky will be airing The Return to Hogwarts, the special. Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, Daniel Radcliffe, all in the same room, and it's emotional.
One of the highlights of my part was when I had to pretend to be Hermione, pretending to be Bellatrix.
I don't like to be kept waiting.
I've still got the teeth, actually. I'll put them in if you want.
My sister has children who are then around 10, 11, 12. And I said, Martha, I don't know about this Voldemort.
What? You're being asked to play Voldemort? Yeah! You've got to do it!
I wouldn't be the person I am without so many people here.
It's a very overwhelming thing because I've watched you grow up and I've seen kind of every stage of your life.
When things get really dark and times are really hard, there's something about Harry Potter that makes life richer.
It's a strong bond that we'll always have. We're family and we will always be part of each other's life.
Excellent. January 1st, 2022.
Florence Pugh rhymes with 22 and Yelena Belova, they're in the Marvel Studios Hawkeye, and here she describes what's her Marvel experience like since appearing in Black Widow.
When there were early discussions of if Yelena was going to come back, I did not see it coming that they were going to put me and Clint against each other, which I thought was a really cool twist.
Someone is hired, a Black Widow assassin. This has gotten very real, very quickly.
Have you ever eaten reindeer?
Cannot say I've had the pleasure.
No, it is not a pleasure. It's really tough. It's chewy.
When we finished Black Widow, my whole experience was with Scarlett, and she really welcomed me into the MCU. And then to jump into her scene partner's world was just as sweet. It's been a really good first 2 years in the MCU.
They're only joking. No one's eating reindeers this time of year. Sure they're not?
No, no.
Crazy, Harry.
Oh, no. Ho, ho. So if you're into The Witcher, right, Blood Origin, it's got its first trailer. Lawrence O'Fuaron is going to be in it. He was in Vikings. And Dylan Moran, of course, the comedian who's in Black Books and all that. He's fantastic. They're in it. It's also created by an Irish guy, Declan De Barra. And there's going to be new episodes. And here is the spooky trailer.
Gonna let it burn. burn.
Oh.
Let it burn.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
It seems today that on TV there are so many programs, which ones should we see? But where can we get some decent telly? Sitting on our backside. Podgy has a TV guide.
Christmas good.
He tells us what he's streaming, what his telly box is beaming, cause the coppers told him he can't go outside. It's time for Podgy's TV guide.
What is the story?
What is the story, Muppet?
How are you, Santi?
And have you been a good boy, or have you been sneaking off to work for other radio stations doing a moonlighter?
I'm not sure where Jim is, Santa Claus. I haven't seen him in a while.
He's probably doing a nixer. You know the way it is at these old RTE lads. They always have their hand in someone's pocket.
Either that, you got the COVID, Jim. Did you get the COVID?
I got the COVID, lads.
Oh, man. You know what you need?
Well.
Santi has a stocking full of Lemsip on the way to you now, Jim.
Thanks, Santi. You make a very good Santi, Podgy.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I'm kind of. I do a lot of the same stuff, getting into houses and lifting a lot of heavy stuff around.
You're reverse Santa, yeah. You wear black instead of red. Yeah.
I'm kind of Santa and Robin Hood at the same time, you know. Now, lads, it's a big week for the telly and the traditional telly at that. Like, there's lots of new stuff that we'll be streamering. But, like, this is kind of the 2 weeks of all 2 weeks of all of the year that people want to see stuff on the old goggly box, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your device won't know what hit it.
Well, there'll be a few device stuff starting up now as well, but there's some great Christmas specials coming up. These are the specials what you should be getting eyes around. Putting the claws before your hip paws. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Speaking of which, First Dates of Christmas. People love that First Date show, don't they? There's a special on with Fred Siriac on Channel 4 at 9 o'clock. That'll get you kicked off on your festive specials, right? Christmas Eve, lads, on BBC One. I've seen trailers for this. A ghost story for Christmas. The Mark Gatiss thing. Oof, I don't know if I like ghosts at Christmas, do you? I prefer a turkey.
A curious little thing, isn't it?
That's quite a few of the romantic period. And the figure...
That skeleton, whatever it is.
The picture changes. You must have got it.
Bang of I See Dead People at Christmas off that, lads.
It doesn't look anything like Titanic. Christmas Day, lads! If you haven't had enough of your Strictly Come Dancing, Catch a Snare, Rapping, No Talking, No Moving, No Laughing, the Christmas Strictly Special, 5:10 on Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
What an absolute Christmas cracker!
Come, Santa Claus, come here!
Say, prepare me, doll.
You are the glittery star at the very top of the tree.
Fabulous, darling.
Absolutely entertaining. You rock. You absolutely sum up the joy of Christmas.
Oh, that was brilliant!
That's the only annoying thing about that, lads, is they never give them bad criticism on Christmas Day, do they? It's always like, you're the shining star at the top of the tree, you're glittering up the place. It's never like, you're the present me auntie got me and it's jocks.
So that was probably recorded in August by the looks of it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Now, lads, this is this next thing. It's basically like the modern day pantomime. This is what everyone gets to see at Christmas now instead of going out because you're not allowed to go out anymore. We'll give you a clue. It's on BBC One and it's on RTE, and I'll give you a one-word clue. BBC One at 10:20, RTE at 9:35. If you want to watch it on British Airways, watch it on BBC. if you don't mind the Ryanair where they keep playing a fanfare every 15 minutes, watch your RTE.
Hello, Jim Jim. Hello, Nobby.
There's always massive ratings,
isn't
there?
My name is Agnes Brown. I am a fan of the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. That's 104. Thank you.
Mummy.
Now, lads, I do look forward to this every year. The big fat quiz of the year. I don't know what they're going to be asking about this year if it's not just COVID and Boris Johnson. Probably they're all the questions, isn't it? Stephen's day at 9 o'clock on Channel 4.
I do like it, but it goes on for about 4 hours.
It does, yeah. And the 8 out of 10 does countdown Christmas special is on as well. It's on the 27th at 10 o'clock. Well, there you have it, lads.
Merry Christmas!
Ho, 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 ho! Those are your Christmas shows! Good luck to you!
Look at your pods.
Now, Rudolph, don't be dropping that in someone's garden. I'll have to dig a hole and bury it. You dirty artisan.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Guess when Kira finished work, Jim?
Oh, when?
Kira?
Yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Oh,
can't really call her a git, can I? No.
No. Kira, did you know that your name is the most popular name on Instagram of 2022 for girls?
Oh, I didn't.
You can predict the future.
And Dave.
2022.
Yeah, Dave is the most... 2021. I'm already in 2022. of this year.
How do you keep
and
these
And Dave
facts?
Was the most popular boy's name. In a little notebook, Nobby.
I know.
Put everything in a notebook.
I know, but still, it's... To have it like that is impressive. Anyway, yeah. Kira, what are you going to do with all your time off?
Just spend time with family and watch Christmas movies and chill out.
Okay. Fair enough.
What is your favourite Christmas movie, Kira?
Home Alone, I think.
Yeah.
Both of them? First one? Second one?
I think second one is better.
Okay.
But both, they're on par.
Excellent. Okay, well, I'm not sure if there's a Home Alone question. We're about to find out. If you get all 10 right, you get a grand.
Okay.
We all ready? Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
How many terminals are there in Dublin Airport?
2.
What is the name of the Simpsons' next-door neighbour?
Mo.
The Swan Shopping Centre is where... The Swan Shopping Centre is where in Dublin?
Pardon?
The Swan Shopping Centre is where in Dublin?
Rathfarnham.
Which Ryan is older, Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling?
Gosling.
True or false, Kanye West used to work as a telemarketer?
True.
What is 37 plus 45?
82.
In which country is Ayers Rock?
New Zealand.
What Dr. Seuss character hates Christmas?
Pass.
Tom, Danny and Dougie and Harry are all members of which boy band?
McFly.
And what is the capital of Scotland?
Edinburgh.
Just in time. Edinburgh, you say? Let's have a little look through.
Just doing a little tot there. Yeah, okay, let's have a look. Terminals, there are two terminals in Dublin Airport at the moment.
Oakley Doakley, neighbour.
Ned Flanders is the neighbour. Now, you said you gave us Mo, so we can't accept that, unfortunately. Even though it's Christmas. I have to accept the first answer.
The Swan is in Rathmines, not Rathfarnham.
Ryan Gosling is 4 years younger than Ryan Reynolds. Well done. Kanye West did used to work as a telemarketer, amongst other things. Insurance salesman as well.
Busy man. The maths question sometimes puts people under pressure. Didn't for you. 82 was the right answer.
Ayers Rock is out in Australia. And Dr. Seuss, the character that he hates Christmas, is the Grinch. McFly was right, and Edinburgh was right. Yeah, you got six today. You got six.
Sorry, we can't give you the cash, Kara.
That's okay.
Okay.
Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for
playing.
Thanks for your time.
Happy Christmas to you too.
Good luck.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Kids in the car. Kids in the car. Everyone is a little star. Early on the strawberry, they chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
I know it might be the last day for the boys and girls, Jim, but Santa has promised he'll be here on Christmas Eve, about this time.
Yes. So make sure, everybody, you remember Friday morning, which is Christmas Eve, around this time, we'll be talking to the big man just before he gets his boots on.
Get your app on if you're at home on Friday morning. You won't be in the car. Put us on a smart speaker and we're there. Leave us on! Jackson is six today. You know Jackson, Jim?
I do, of course, yeah.
How's it going there, Jackson? How are you? Happy birthday.
Second last of the advent calendar doors as well today, Nobby.
I had a dad on to me yesterday. I won't name him. He was looking for an advent calendar. He hadn't started yet,
what?
Jim.
He hadn't started?
Yeah.
You get a good deal on next year's ones.
He was in an awful panic. I sorted them out. What's been your favourite day so far?
Tuesday.
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name's Ollie. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas.
Jim
and Abby.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Ollie.
Thank you very much. You don't have to wish us happy
Thanks for all your messages.
I'm Jim and yeah. Abby. I'm Megan Khan. I want to wish everyone a happy Christmas.
Everyone.
Yeah. Job happy well. Christmas, everyone.
Job well done.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas! I love the gap here.
It's Dylan.
It's Dylan.
That was the same kid.
That's, yeah. Just.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Happy Christmas, Dylan.
Hi, Jim and Abby. I just want to wish a happy Christmas to my teacher, Keith, Cueva, and all my classmates at school, Collie Mod.
Job
Excellent.
Done.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. I would like to wish Mr. Donahue and St. Francis Xavier School, 4th class, a very Merry Christmas from Charlie. Bye.
Good one, Charlie.
Do you know what I'm getting off all this, Nobby?
Watch
all
it.
These kids, including Charlie there, the good list, big time. I'm they hearing sound, the good list.
Yes. No one sounds like they've been in trouble at all. Ever.
No.
Hannah is in senior infants, already started St. John's National School in Dundalkin. I'm not sure she's going to hear that, Martin, then. You've kind of answered your own question there, but happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Jim and Abby by Chloe and Lucy.
Thank you, Chloe and Lucy.
Thanks.
Very nice. Very good, boys and girls. You're right, Jim.
Yeah. Enjoy your last day of school and have fun.
Be good.
I hope Santa brings you everything. Don't forget he'll be here on Friday.
About this time, we'll be doing Kids in the Sleigh with Santa Claus. So there's a whole host of celebrities on Elton John's Celebrity Room Christmas Party. There is just no escaping this man at this time of year, particularly this year.
Yeah, he's decided, I'll have a single with Dewar, I'll have a single with Ed.
He's now working with Nicky. She's on the list. And who crashes a George Clooney interview? Somebody very famous. That's on the way in Dish the Dirt in 2 minutes. Congratulations to Nicola Coughlan. She has been named as one of the 12 best dressed women of the year by British Vogue. Congratulations to her.
And she's very good on Twitter actually as well too. So
she's funny. It's a year.
There's an award for that. She's worth the follow. Yeah.
It's a year now since Bridgerton was out, believe it or not. In a few days' time. She also not only takes risks when it comes to her style, but she also has fun with fashion, whether she's bringing Bridgerton-worthy style to the red carpet or stealing the spotlight at London Fashion Week. I'd imagine that's what the judges said about her.
Wow. And two massive shows she's in. Unbelievable.
Yeah, she's deadly. Congratulations.
So Elton John has got Stevie Wonder, Dua Lipa, Miley Cyrus and more to do the ultimate Zoom call. Everybody else in the world is done with Zoom. But Elton's just discovered it and he's having some lockdown sessions.
Yay!
Yay!
Let's see who's here.
Hey, Elton.
Hey, Elton. Oh. Everybody, it's Eddie Bell.
Hi, everyone.
Can you guys hear me?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Elton.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Elton.
Hello, it's me.
Hello, Uncle hey, Elton.
Sir Elton John, how you doing?
Hey, Elton.
Good to see you.
It's good to be
hey,
here.
Everybody.
Wow, lovely to see so many beautiful faces.
Hello, Uncle Elton.
Hi. How's everyone doing?
Miley, Dua, Nikki, you look so lovely.
You know, it takes a small army.
Hey, y'all, what's up?
Hey, everybody.
And Stevie, I can't believe you made it as well.
Well, hey, Elton. It's great to see you.
Okay.
Even with celebrities, it's annoying.
Exactly.
Even, like, it doesn't matter. Stevie Wonder, one of my favourite people on planet Earth. And that makes, I would mute that and just go, I'm out.
Sorry, lads, my Wi-Fi is really bad. I'm going to drop off.
Yeah.
I'm going to restart it. Soz. Oh. So George Clooney's been interviewed alongside 10-year-old Daniel Ranieri when Julia Roberts suddenly appears beside Clooney wearing sunglasses and just started staring at the camera. I don't know why she did this, but let's have a listen.
George Clooney, oh my goodness. Wow. Holy moly. George, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the woman sitting next to you, there's a woman sitting next to you. No, right there. Wow, holy. Leaving behind only. Maybe I hallucinated that. I don't know. Wow, it sure looked like Julia Roberts, though. Hey, Daniel, have you ever seen Pretty Woman?
No.
Oh, you're going to love it.
He didn't really let them speak, did he? El Jimmy.
No. And by the way, speaking of Pretty Woman, the movies that made us, the version of the Pretty Woman one is well worth the watch if you love that film.
Highly recommend.
Very good.
Where's
highly
that now?
Recommend.
Where's that?
On Netflix, the movies that made us, Pretty Woman. If that is your thing, you're going to learn an awful lot of stuff about that film that you didn't know.
Okay, handy to know. Is this our Roy Keane? And is this like Driving Home for Christmas episode 2? Is that our Roy Keane?
I don't know.
What was your celebration?
It is.
What
do you call it? The Harlem Shake. Just, you know what I mean? The shake.
But you used to do all that silly celebrations for like golds. Like
for what?
But not even in a big match.
Well done. I scored last minute to draw
equaliser against
Everton.
An equaliser against Everton, me at home.
And my job is to defend. So obviously, if I score, you got to give me credit for scoring. Now.
Well, how old are you? Are you 6'1", 6'2"?
6'1", yeah.
So you're going for set pieces. I'm thinking there's a good chance, you know, your head's pretty big. You're going to get your head on it. Your head's massive. You're going to head the odd one. Even if you don't want to head it, the ball's going to hit your head.
Oh, you have to watch that.
That's Mika Richardson. They're the best double act on TV. Mika said one day, they were talking about something, he said, I burst onto the scene when I was 18. And Roy just goes, burst onto the scene. Like the defenders really burst onto the scene. Yeah, I played for England when I was 18. It was so funny.
You have these really expensive pajamas and you get this notification that says a certain Mr. David Beckham has bought your pajamas and would you have any comment on that? And then your pajamas take off. And if there is a lady, or, well, like, they're designed for ladies, so I was going to say you could get them for anyone you want, but these are called Olivia Van Hal silk pyjamas. And
David Beckham bought her pyjamas. Was she selling them on eBay, like?
No. They're not some young one selling her pyjamas on eBay, Jim. It's like,
they're legit. Okay.
Although there is, I believe there are outlets for that kind of stuff, whatever. No. Jesus, no. He went into Harrods years ago, and this put this company on the map. And now what David does, every single year, he buys Victoria a new pair of these pyjamas.
Right.
So if you want to go to OliviaVanHal.com, you can save yourself the trip to London. Probably don't want you over there anyway. And you can get these. And, like, they really will impress. Because, you know, Dublin girls, they love their jammies.
And, like, you're talking very expensive now, are you?
Well, this is the bit I was getting to, yeah. So the cheapest pair, you know, it's well for David, it's grand, he can afford this. They're almost €400.
For a pair of Jimmy Jams? Well, would you stop?
But what if they were just, that was the only present, and you really were trying to impress? Like,
yeah,
they look very comfortable. You'd be...
Girls, if they are for you, right, would you just prefer the money and a pair of Penny's pyjamas?
Would you prefer David Beckham to deliver them to you in person?
David Beckham's spoken for now.
Yeah.
He's buying Jimmy Jams for his missus. Look, yeah, £400 to David Beckham is like Penny's pyjamas.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course it is. It is.
So
look, that's the website. That's the price. If it can help you out at all this Christmas, you know. Look, there's always someone who's trying to impress somebody, and, you know, you push the boat out. That might be.
So, would you, if you're a lovely lady, contacted you now and said, "Hi, Nobby, I heard you talking about that." I shouldn't call you Nobby, I presume. She said, "I heard you talking about that. I'll have a pair of them if you want to impress me."
Would you do it? No, I wouldn't personally do it. But if
400, are they made of silk? Like,
yeah, you know, of course they are. Yeah, no, like, they do look.
They'd have to be
very, very nice.
You know,
and I don't know if they were always that price back then. Obviously, the Beckham factor has definitely added something else to it. So, look, people love their Jimmy Jammies. They're probably too good to wear to the shops. That's the only thing.
Why does he tell people he's buying the Jimmy Jams? Is he looking for free ones?
I don't know if he did. I think what happened was, when he went in to buy them that year, the store tried to get some publicity out of it. Because, you know, it adds a certain weight. You know, if someone says, "Oh, you know your man Jim, he wears those hoodies," you know, that would add a certain weight to it, you know. So, same vibe.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Same vibe, hon.
Now, come here. I've a thing for the iPhone. I don't know if you've seen this, Nobby. Have you seen the magnifier tool for your pictures?
What would I need a magnifier now for, Jim?
Now here's what you do. So this is actually quite nice. If say you have it, like, all your photographs on a, you know, when you look at them, like, there's just a big wall of photographs, and then you can magnify one.
What do I do?
And make it look really cool. Okay, so here's what you do. Get your phone. We've been through this before, everybody. I found it. Most people probably know about this. I didn't know about this, and I think it's really cool. And it's also good if you want to send a sassy answer to somebody. If somebody says you didn't say something and you want to send them a sassy answer, you can screenshot the text you were having with somebody and magnify the way you said the thing that they are accusing you didn't say it.
Okay.
So you could use it for that. You could use it for artistic reasons, whatever. Okay, so take a screenshot. This is iPhone. I don't know if this works on Android. I presume it might as well. Anyway, take a screenshot of anything you want right now. You ready, everybody? Do it now. Okay, have you got your screenshot, Nobby?
I do, yeah.
Okay, now, and then just click on it, and so you can see it.
Yeah, I can see it, yeah.
And at the bottom, you'll see loads of pencils and pens and a ruler and a black dot and a plus sign. Do you see that?
I've got them on top. I've got a pencil. Yeah, plus sign, yeah.
Okay.
So you need to open
plus
out
sign.
Your,
hit the plus sign, yeah.
Right.
And you'll see loads of different stuff, including signature, opacity, a magnifier, text, description. You can play with all this today if you want.
Like,
happy Christmas, everyone, by the way. Click on magnifier.
Right.
And then you can drag that. Yeah. You can drag that anywhere you want. You can make it bigger or smaller. And it's just a bit of fun. So,
very good.
Like I said before, if you're following this, everybody, happy Christmas. Have loads of fun playing with your phone today when you're supposed to be working. You can drag it out and make it smaller, bigger, whatever you want, and move it around.
How do I how do I move it around?
There's little dots on the side of it.
That's very good.
Isn't that fun? That's a bit of fun. Yeah. So just if you weren't following it, you take a screenshot, you click on your screenshot so you can see it, and then you'll see a little row of pens and pencils and a plus sign. Click the plus sign and you'll get all that other stuff that you might not have known about, including signature. So you can do it. If you take a lovely Instagram picture, you can sign it and put your signature in the corner like a real artist. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Take a photograph of something like a bridge and sign it like you're an artist. Yeah.
Ooh. There you go.
Sorry. Instagram's kicking off. That's very good. That's very handy. Yeah. I like the way your first thought is, though, if you want to send someone a sassy screenshot to prove that you did actually.
Well, I did. I got a text the other day and it was like, you didn't definitively say yes or no to that. And I took a picture, screenshotted it, magnified the yes, full stop, and sent it back.
There's the proof. Okay, yeah. So magnifier. Go search.
But I've seen people using it for Instagram. If you have like a load of your pictures and they're small in the background, you can make one of your pictures stand out, kind of thing.
Lovely.
And all your mates will be going, how'd you do that?
Now you know. Nice one. iPhone hacks. I love them. It's F104. Bruce Springsteen.
Go on.
Santa Claus. Another song that was out before I was born, but I happy enjoy it.
When was it? When I was
I don't know.
That could be any time, couldn't it? Really, I saw Brezzy tweeting the other day, and he has a theory on Christmas songs. And he says the ones that are kind of from sort of 80s and 70s, all those ones, they stick around so long because there's this warm sound, is the way they're recorded. And the more modern ones are real digital and cold. And, you know, they don't have that Christmassy feeling. And he'll be onto something there. So, like, you know, got your Fairy Tale, you got Bruce there, you know, all those ones, Wham, Last Christmas, they'll be around forever.
Yeah, it also takes time. Like, I can imagine certain things released. Like, I do think that Ed song is, I think that'll stand up to the test of time enough. I think, anyway.
Yeah.
But, if you're growing up, listen to them. But equally, like, because they still get played, there'll be five-year-olds who will be older and still, it'll be like, oh, I remember going to see Santa Claus at whatever, Palmerstown Estate, and Bruce Springsteen was playing, and, you know.
Yes.
They just haven't happened yet, but they will. It's also going to be a great Christmas for Bruce, because I don't know if you saw it, he sold the entire rights to Sony for $500 million. $500 million.
That's a good day at the office, Bruce.
It is, isn't it? It's all right, like.
So when he passes away, and hopefully that'll be a long, long, long time from now, does his estate not have any access to his records anymore then? That's...
I don't know.
I don't think they do. I think he's cashed in.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to want... You can't have much rights left if you get 500 million from someone.
So he's leaving 500 million, so that's all right. On top of whatever else he has.
To his estate. Yeah, it'd be grand. But anyway, yeah, he looks pretty fit for a guy in his 70s, so hopefully he'll be around for quite a while.
Yeah, no, he's the greatest. And I saw somebody put up a picture of him in the long haul the other day. A throwback photograph of him. He wasn't there.
No.
trying to get a pint in before 8 o'clock.
When he's here in Dublin, he likes to.
Yeah, he goes there.
I was in a pub yesterday, just for anyone who hasn't been yet. And it's not that I haven't seen a stool on top of a bar. I have, but never a 10 to 8. So
what happens at 8 o'clock?
Get out.
Is it times, ladies and gentlemen? Is it get out or you finish up now?
It was get out. I think there was no serving going on for maybe 7:30. It's a bit of a blur, Jim. It's a bit of a blur, you know.
Right.
I always drink responsibly. In fact, I don't drink at all. But I've heard reliably that some of the pubs in town will do takeaways from today, later on in the evening time.
Okay.
If you are going in for Christmas with mates. But I don't know. It's just such a weird, weird Christmas. I think it's even weirder than last year. You know?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's an odd one. But anyway, we'll have Christmas tunes to get us through it all.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.